you get a union apprenticeship certificate, you just call around the country and say, you know, you want to go to New York, call and say, hey, you got work for a union person? They call one of the locals. Yeah, we do. Okay, I'll be there in a week. Okay, great. And you can arrive there with work waiting for you. Right.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I met a carpenter who was, we were sitting outside a hotel in Sacramento, and he was just sitting there happily on his chair with a big smile on his face, and we were talking. I said, so what do you, we just said, so you're just sitting there not eating or anything? He goes, yeah, I helped build these buildings. So really, he says, yeah, I was a carpenter doing form work for concrete work. And his story was that he lived in Chicago. His brother called him in Atlanta one day and said, hey, you want to come to Atlanta? I got a job for you. He goes, what the heck? So he goes to Atlanta and he gets a job as a carpenter. Oddly enough, his brother got out of it, but he stuck with it and really found he enjoyed it and kept adding to his base. And then one day somebody walked into the job site and said, anybody want to work in LA? He goes, sure, what the heck? So he flies to LA. He's got work waiting for him in LA when he gets there. A couple of 10 years in Los Angeles to get somebody else walks on the job site. Anybody want to go to Sacramento? He goes, what's in Sacramento? Cheap housing. I'll go. So that's how I met him in Sacramento. He had retired from woodworking in Sacramento. So he says, everywhere I moved in my life, there was a job waiting for me when I arrived.
Yeah, that's really, you know, that's a definitely probably an interesting life, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think people don't understand that I can't speak for all the unions, but there's an international component to this as well. The carpenters are attached to certain countries outside the United States. The electricians are, I don't know if the plumbers are or not, but there's a certain international component. That once you get your journeyman certificate, you can travel to these places to work and they'll accept you as a worker because you've been trained already. Okay. That's the biggest issue is that that certificate says you've been trained and can do this job. A friend of mine, I think he finally retired, but he finished his career making about $250,000 a year as a job site supervisor.
Wow. So yeah, there's definitely money to be made there.
There's room for growth. And if you like doing it, you know, there's, we met the guy who drives tractors, who drove tractors most of his life, not tractors, but heavy equipment most of his life. Again, he was making about $250,000 as a job superintendent. And he says, if you like playing with those little joysticks and driving things on screens, that's basically what you're doing with these tools. You just have to be safer with them. That's all.
Yeah, that's really, that's interesting. And you definitely, it sounds like you can live comfortably.